This is East Coast Radio.
It's Ati Baliso here, and today I'm joined by Lucas Sithole, a bronze medalist at the 2024 Paralympics in tennis, and also ranked at number 8 in the world ITF, joins me. Welcome, Lucas. Thank you so much for taking time to chat with us.
Thank you.
Lucas, let's start here. You are known as the man who never gives up. I want to know why that is.
I like to be challenged, because once I'm challenged, then I know that I'm doing something good.
Now, Lucas, take me back to 2007 when you stumbled upon the sport of tennis. Did you ever think that you'd be ranked, you know, at number 8 in the world right now?
No. I didn't think of that at that point. You know, just like happy to be playing internationally, representing my country, you know, having fun. Because tennis at the end of the day, it's all about having fun. Because you need to be in a good mood to play this sport, because it's kind of a tricky. Because it doesn't need any muscularity or something like that. You just need to be smart.
Now, take me through some of the high moments you've enjoyed since starting the sport.
My highlights have been like very good, because I remember in 2013 I won the US Open, and then I came back in 2016 and win the doubles with my friend David Wagner from USA, and then I went on to play World Team Cup earlier last year, where we brought home Sylvia, still playing with Donald also, my doubles partner, and then this year we came and won the bronze, which is one of our highest achievements playing together.
Now, you came back with the bronze this year at the Paralympics. Firstly, how does that feel, having a bronze over your chest?
I don't know how to describe the feeling, man, but it's just so special. It's just so special. I can say more. The reception we got when we landed at OR Tambo was just so marvelous, you know. Just knowing that there are some people who are investing on us, you know, and then you come back with this medal. You know, it's not only for us, but it's also for people who live in South Africa with a disability, more especially.
Now, Lucas, take me through the moment when the medal was, you know, given to you. It must have felt so surreal.
As I walked in to the podium, you know, all I was thinking was just thinking about the people who helped me when I needed them the most. This was my way to say thank you to them.
Now, Lucas, for some of us, we're not, you know, athletes, and we don't partake in, you know, big sporting events like the Paralympics, but take me through the process of preparing yourself for such a big event.
No, firstly, before I answer your question there, I would like to thank Inyati Foundation for helping me with all the preparations, you know. Preparations for me was very tense physically and mentally, because when you're going to play those kind of competition, you need to be mentally fit, because you need to play a lot of tournaments to qualify. And I'm so thankful to my coach, Holger Losch, for helping me, you know, to get to this stage.
To qualify for the Olympics, you mentioned that you have to play a lot of tournaments. If you can recall, how many to be exact?
It doesn't matter how many. As long as if you keep getting the points, and then you uplift your ranking to world number 12, and then you qualify by merit. If you don't, and then you apply for a wild card like myself. The wild card is a special invitation for you to come and play the Paralympics. It's either if you have one of your country mates is already in the top 10. So because of Donald Rampardi, my doubles partner, he's ranked world number 6 at the moment. So it was easy for me to get the wild card so that we can be able to play doubles together.
So You mentioned also you need to be ranked specifically, but I mean, you are ranked number 8 in the ITF level in the world.
Yes.
How do you get to that point?
I think it was because of the way we played in this Paralympics. That's where we got a lot of points, because we're in the top 3 in the world. So that's the biggest jump I ever had.
Now, Lucas, you obviously have done so many amazing things, but I just want to go to one specific one. When you received the Order of Ikhamanga Silver, to be specific, I think the former president, Jacob Zuma, was the one who gave that to you.
Yeah, that was crazy. Because I remember when I went to Union Building, you know, and when you called my name, you know, I was like, wow, this is something else. Because now it doesn't only define me as a sportsman or what, but it defined me as a proper African, as in like a proper South African.
Now, Lucas, what's next for you now?
For me, what's next now is I'm going to be traveling a lot. I'm going to be playing more tournaments now, trying to get into that zone of playing a Grand Slam. All that is going to be possible with the help of Inyati Foundation, my partners, and also doing a lot of clinics where I'll be sharing my experience with the youngsters, teaching them how to get into tennis. Not only tennis, but also basketball and other sports. But I'm going to be doing a lot in South Africa. But then if I'm not in South Africa, I'll be outside competing.
Lucas, tell me, what else can you do outside of being a sportsman? Because I heard from a little birdie that not only are you a sportsman, but you're also a muser.
Oh, yes, yeah, I like music. If I'm not in a tennis court, I'll probably be in a studio making some hits, yes.
Oh, you've got hits?
Yeah, not really hits, but yes, I've got some albums, yes.
So music-wise, are you the singing one or are you just the production guy?
Both, I do both.
Ah, lovely.
Yes,
before I let you go, you have to sing at least a line for us to believe that you are really
What can I sing? Oh, Jesus. Isha, you know, you got me off guard today. Maybe I'll sing you next time.
I mean, you said if you're not on the tennis court, you're in, you know, in studio making music. This should be easy.
If there was something playing on the background, yes, I will do. But at the moment, I'll sing next time. I promise you.
Okay, Lucas,
yes,
absolutely unstoppable. Thank you so much for taking time to chat with us this afternoon.
Oh, thank you, man.
This is East Coast Radio.